I will make them wrong, and I'll die in their
sin. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
You're a jerk.
Good evening and welcome to another Defender 7 Thursday night broadcast. I'm your host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby, and our co-host and Lieutenant General of the Defender 7, Christopher Weathers. Welcome, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. Tonight's topic is current events. I know that is a broad, anything goes tonight. So bring up a discussion. We'll get it out there. Before we get on with it, had to read a disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. Now, that being out of the way, for those of you that are new just tuning in, we have a website. Type into your search box, all lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. On our website, we have a store and a donate button. 100% of the proceeds from the store and any donations that we receive go 100% back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need, any type of disaster relief, or any shit hits the fan situations. So please, by all means, purchase something from the store or click that donate button. Every bit helps. And that's how we're able to provide this service, is through donations and sale from our store. So please, again, communities. We could also be reached on MeWe by going into organizations, scrolling down to Defender 7 American Patriot Group. Or on our Facebook national page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. That's Defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two large I's. Now, before you click on that join button, you need to know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do in our group. We're not just the Facebook group. We're the real thing. Now, if you get in there and you feel it's not something you want to be a part of, you can always leave with no hard feelings. But we need active members. We're trying to build a sector in every state throughout all the 50 states. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your opinions, your thoughts, Everybody's opinion matters. You'll never get down for your opinion. So it's not an open season. Everybody's opinion matters. All you have to do is call area code 914-205-5773. Again, the number to call, area code 914-205-5773. I'd like to welcome our Lieutenant General, Christopher Weathers. He's with us now.
Good evening, everyone.
And our captain from Wisconsin, Lorna Munson.
You mean the snowbird, right?
Hello.
The slacker.
Well, whatever you want to call it. Well, I just got off work, so sorry I'm late. So.
No, you're not late. I just got done with the introduction.
Oh, okay.
So you're right on time. But I figured we'd start out tonight. You know, I know we do current events Thursday nights, and
right.
I know that we've been pushing to get people to call in, and I'd really love to hear them. Again, the number to call, 914-205-5773.
And
to begin with,
anything
like,
goes.
Yes, anything goes. This is, we're not FCC run, so.
Oh, man, why did you say that, Bobby? Now you just opened up the door wide open, man.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe we'll get some people to call in.
Well, that's very true. One thing that I would like to know is what everybody's thinking about that gun bill that that's on the floor.
Yeah, there's more than just that gun bill that's got me all riled up.
All right, right. Well, that's I just one of them. So
I haven't been
that?
Paying attention. I haven't been paying attention. So what's with the gun bill?
Well, you have to get a psychic eval just to own a gun or buy ammo. That's just one part of it.
Did it pass?
Then they want to tax. Huh?
Did it get passed?
No, not yet, but it's guaranteed it will.
Wonderful.
What we've been saying, they are coming after our guns, people. They are coming after our guns. Another part of it, I think it's what, Bobby? $400 per mag and $800 more in taxes. And this is each year. On the guns, on buying a gun, then they tax you. I think it's what, $400 or $800 a year, Bobby?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow,
I know it's nuts.
Oh, it's real nuts. So I wonder how many people are actually going to give up their gun rights because. It will get very, very, very ugly if this bill passes.
Yeah, it is.
As I've said, the best way to do it is get involved with your community and like-minded people in your area here in the U.S. Otherwise, they are going to strip you of your guns. And with you being solo, there's that lone wolf, and they will take you out.
Right, and that's why we've been preaching to everybody since we started this group. Get participating, get meet and greets together. Let's learn everybody. There's safety in numbers, people. We've said
that's
that from
a fact.
The get-go.
Now, Bobby, you know more of what's going on because I really haven't been that's about the only thing that I've really been paying attention to is that gun bill, but I haven't heard what the others are. Do you?
Yeah, they one thing I'm really pissed at is they really went after that Marjorie. They apparently they kicked her off for her committees.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, she's a patriot. And it's sad that we have backstabbing Republicans that even voted her out.
Right, right.
I mean, it's one thing that the Republicans voted out the best president we ever seen and had to bring a moron in.
Right. Well, for all you people here in America especially that has kids that are still in school and playing sports, what does everybody think about how do I put this nicely?
about boys wanting to be girls so that they can prove that they're the best?
Yeah. And participate with your daughters in sports. That means going into locker rooms with your daughters. Well, my opinion, I'm going after somebody. I'll tell you that right now. But I don't have kids in school, so I tell you what, I would love to hear some people what their thoughts are on that too. So I hope we get some call-ins to let us know what your opinions are on these matters.
I think it's mental.
They're definitely mental. And for any parent that goes along with this, I'll tell you right now, especially in my area, if I see it and you're okay with that, I'm a bitch slap you. Because that ain't okay in my book. What else, Bobby? Have you heard anything else?
Well, you know, it's just like I was saying, you know, everybody's that voted against Trump that were supposed to be supporters just showed their real colors.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And now they're letting the Democrats do what they wanted to do from the get-go. And these people, they're not realizing what they just signed. They just signed their death warrant.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, that just shows you how big and how deep the corruption actually goes. You know, it's not just Democrats. It's Republicans, too.
Yeah, I'm saying that, But it was fueled and started by the Democrats.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And,
most definitely.
And those Republicans that jumped ship are the ones that are, you know, were borderline Democrat anyway to begin with. If you think about it,
right?
They sold their position because they were afraid they're going to lose their job.
Money talks.
Can I say something? Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Walter.
Yeah. Hey, how are you guys? I think for you guys, everything is, this is new, Republicans, Democrats, but I can see it from my Mexican side of view. They don't care. They just jump from one color to another party. As long as they keep stealing money, that's why I'm not surprised. Yeah, but we're in big trouble.
Oh, we're in really, really big trouble. That's for sure.
I mean, and then look at the idiot AOC coming on saying that, I hid inside my room at the Capitol when she wasn't even in there.
She wasn't even there. And that's why I'm thinking, why these people can't get a cannibal? Nobody gets a cannibal. And they're lying. They're destroying people's lives. If nobody gets a cannibal?
Right.
Acting like children in kindergarten? Accusing people here and there.
If that was a Republican, they would have fired him right on the spot.
Yeah, well, this is what happened with the new congresswoman. Just because she just speaks her mind. I was reading about the law, about the guns. If you have to buy a gun, you have to meet with a psychiatric to be evaluated. Also, to buy ammo or another gun every year.
Right.
I don't know. That's why, believe me, with the stuff I have in my head, I have plenty of time to read and research, and I've been researching from Spain. It's going crazy. It's developing fast, this thing, all over the world. It's crazy. So, I don't know. I think the only one who wasn't happy about it, about the Davos meeting, that was Putin. Because he said, no, it's not happening.
Right.
Who knows?
It's just getting out of control, and the more Fauci lies about this and backpedals on everything he puts out, and it's like a golden gospel. Oh, my gosh, Fauci said it, so we got to do it.
Right.
Well,
I have a friend of mine who sent me the Farrakhan video about the vaccines. I was really surprised he was talking about that, against that, because he's very, controversial sometimes. But I'm like, people are waking up. That's good.
Well, honestly tell you I do have a very good friend that lives over in France.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this much, exactly what he told me. We have so many Americans that say they're patriots, and we're still fighting amongst each other and arguing nonstop.
Right.
And the thing about it is, if we don't start coming together and standing up for these rights that I and so many others have fought for, we are going to lose America.
Yeah, the problem is the indoctrination from the 1960s. That's what we're seeing now. That's why we're all divided. A lot of zombies who hate their own country. That's a difficult thing to deal with.
And the thing is, I don't care if you're a 3%er. I don't care if you're a Michigan militia. I don't care what you are. We all believe in the same thing. And we need to stand our ground.
Yeah, we're American.
The Defender 7 is not a militia. But we back our first responders, and we definitely back our military. Does anybody think that our military will go against their oath that they took? Maybe a few.
The young one.
Yeah, those that drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I support the troops 100%. Yeah.
But for all you liberals or snowflakes or whatever you want to call yourselves, I will say this much right now. You want socialism? Well, you're already at the first stages of it. And I will fight you against socialism 100%. I am not going to stand by and let this shit happen. Call your congressmen in each of your states.
They keep calling me. Can you please send money? Can you send money? I said, no.
Oh, I get that all the time, too, and I delete it. I ain't going to send shit because they're all corrupt. I live in here in Illinois, and I won't give nobody nothing.
No, me neither. They call me from Texas, from Cruz's office, and I say this. I'd rather spend that money with my kids and keep donating to the Marines school. Because they have more integrity and honor than you guys. So leave me alone.
Right. But, hey, Bobby, what do you think on what I just said?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. That's why I was being quiet and listening. That's what's got us all riled up and so screwed up which way to, which end is up. It's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse now. Nobody is standing up. It's like they're letting it go to see where it's going to lead to.
Well, I think a lot of people are waiting after the trial. They're trying to do it against the president, and then we'll see. That's what I've been reading. Because he declassified everything, and if they prove that the foreign interference in their elections is a big deal. He's still president.
Well, so the thing is, and I believe in God. I pray.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we are losing this country. And if it happens, so be it, that it comes down to fighting for my life. I will be standing on my feet, because I will never kneel to no one but God Himself.
Yeah. Amen.
And if people don't start getting on this same page, again, America will be no longer the land of the free. And it's a slap in every veteran and service member. It's a slap in their faces.
Yeah.
For
hey,
all
me,
of us,
I'm very sad. I'm mad. I'm sad. I have a bunch of full of emotions inside me because this can be happening. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, I have not turned on the news, and I couldn't tell you, since after the election. I have
seen
so much stuff that people are putting out, whether it's on social media, the news networks. Well, I'm not going to believe a damn thing until I see it happening, but rest assured, I have been paying attention.
Yeah, me neither. All I do is the internet, YouTube, and I have my select channels. I don't watch any channel. I just watch.
I don't even watch YouTube. I don't even have YouTube, so.
Yeah, because the TV, everything is fake. Even Newsmax, they catch them a couple times, and they're leaning to the wrong side. So.
Well, as I said on last week's show, people were sending and putting out so much different stuff, including, you know, saying this general is doing this and this general's doing that and Q and Q9 and all this other crap. Well,
yeah.
It wasn't true. Look what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
now
disappointing.
I was waiting today when somebody they suggest to start spying on patriots and conservatives, like a secret police, and report them over the internet.
Well,
censor
everybody. I'm just tired of, you know, people saying I'm a true patriot, but yet they want to argue and fight with other patriots. Why? One thing that the military does in basic training is break everybody down.
Exactly.
And then build you back up.
Yeah.
They
discipline.
Want you
chain
as
of command.
A team.
Yeah.
Exactly. Discipline.
Yeah, we don't have a team. Yeah. That's a problem. Too many
and for you non-veterans and civilians that's never served, we all need to get on the same page. Now, I know we have a lot of listeners around the world. Right now, America is the laughing stock of the world.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are sitting here. Why aren't you standing up? Why aren't the Americans standing up for their rights? We are the last free nation in the world. People, you better get right. I'm telling you. Get people in your communities together. And I'll tell you right now, a lone wolf mentality doesn't work.
No.
All that'll do is get you killed.
We need to regain the colonial soldier mentality.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
You know.
Well, believe me, in Mexico, I've been talking with my friends, my brothers, who they were brainwashed before. Now they start listening. Now they're paying attention.
Right.
But that's in Mexico. But still, I try to do my part.
Well, the thing is, everybody here in America needs to do the same damn thing. Pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, everything that we have said on our radio show since we started Defender 7 Blog Talk Radio, I've had people call us crazy, conspiracy theorists. You know, every name in the book. We're idiots and all this shit.
Don't know what we're talking about.
Look what's happening. Everything that we've said is coming true.
There's no conspiracy theory. It's the truth.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I
don't know, Bobby.
Yeah, sorry, sir. We keep the microphone from you.
Lorna, what's your thoughts on all this?
I don't know. It's totally stupid. It's all just stupid. It's all just stupid.
It is. It really is. I mean,
I can't get over that it's actually gotten this far. That one just kills me.
Well, every military member and every veteran, this is not the country that we fought for. I mean,
right.
Like I said, it's a slap in the face to all of us. And people are just letting it happen. For all you people wearing masks, you pass the test.
Yeah, we can get
you're
up.
A sheep. You know, and that was the trial basis. Now look how many people are actually getting the COVID vaccine and how many people are dying from it. How many
right.
people are getting sick from it. But hey, I'm getting the vaccine.
That's one way to take out our military, huh?
Well, they're forcing the military to take it.
That's what I mean.
You know, so if they take out most of our military, who's going to be left to fight?
That's why they tried to push the caravans through the southern border.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, and this is going on worldwide. Happening
yeah.
all over the world.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
here in America, people are just following along like a herd of sheep.
Yeah. Political.
I tell you right now,
to say something.
I'm no sheep. I am no sheep.
Nope, and if I was still in the military, I'd probably be getting court-martialed.
Me too. Me too. Because I won't take a vaccine. I will not take a vaccine. You try and force anything upon my rights, well, you're going to have to kill me. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Am I afraid to die? No. I really ain't. You know, I've raised my kids. I've done stuff around the world. I've seen the world. And do I really want to die? No. But I'm willing to stand up so my kids, grandkids, and generations to come have the same freedoms that we've had. Are you willing to die for your rights? Or are they willing to die coming after our rights?
Either way. I mean, I didn't come here, live in Mexico, what is a shit hole, to come over here and see in this country turning the same. I will fight.
Right.
For yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, and I have a son here, so. I never quit. I'll do whatever it takes. But I will stand my ground. I owe too much to this country to let it down.
Well, I think everyone in this country has taken advantage of what we've had.
Yeah. All by design. that was all designed to happen like this. People start paying attention of what's going on, busy shopping and doing this and that, until these people really get the point that nobody cares about anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I just got home, so you guys are going to hear a lot of wind because it's that cold front's moving through.
More snow?
They're saying up to 7 inches by Sunday, I think.
I don't get none of that.
No, I hope we don't have anything here.
And we're getting supposed to be below freezing temperatures, so sub-zero temperatures anyway.
Well, I hope we don't get it much here in Maryland because I have to go back to the hospital on Sunday.
Well, I hope not either, for your sake.
Yeah, because my girlfriend is the one who's driving. I can't drive.
Right.
Well, I feel okay, but the doctor is not comfortable with me driving.
Bobby, check your messages.
Yeah, he's back in the workforce.
Yes, I am. And I tell you what, my dogs are barking. And I mean barking heavy.
That's what happens when you take months vacations.
Yeah,
oh,
is that
really?
What it is? Yeah, that's, I took vacation, yeah. You know, it didn't bother my shoulder any or anything.
Flesh wound.
Yeah, that's what it was. Internal flesh wounds. That's what it was. I didn't even have time to eat my lunch today.
Oh, no.
Wow. No. Unacceptable.
I went into work an hour late and left an hour early.
Well, some of us actually work. We don't sit around with our feet propped up.
Oh, don't.
That's all lies.
No,
we got pictures. We got pictures.
So how about anybody out there listening, call us up. Get in here on a conversation with us. Area code 914-205-5773. Give us your take on all this.
Yeah. I would like to know what everybody thinks of. I mean, I personally, I'm ashamed. I am truly ashamed and appalled that somebody would even vote for Biden. And number one, we all know the election was stolen.
Well, but some didn't have much of a choice. It's kind of hard to come out of the grave to fix your vote.
Well, that's true.
Well, my hope is they have enough evidence and both everything and what happened in Burma?
Well,
what happened here?
Now look at
a possibility.
Look at it this way. If you honestly think that all these executive orders are being taken and done by Biden You have not been paying attention. You're a fool.
Oh, yeah.
He's only a puppet. Who is the one actually giving the orders?
Yeah, I'm saying things like
Soros, Bilderbergs, Obama.
Exactly. Yeah.
The elitist.
I told my dad, Mexico. I said, you think the president is in charge? The UN is telling him what to do. He's not in charge.
Well, it's just very, very sad.
Yeah. It is.
You know, when is it time for everybody to come together? When is it time for everybody to stand up?
Until they start seeing people getting in the cattle train, they must start reacting. Or foreign uniforms start shooting people on the streets, they're going to like, what? They might start reacting.
I mean,
I don't know.
It's just really sad. You know, I know we have a lot of our first responders that think the same way. Are they going to enforce this law? I don't think so.
But I'm
too many of them out there that think the same way. I think it's going to be more UN, the deep state, in Washington, ATF, you know, the IRS. I don't know. What do you think, Bobby?
Yeah, it's all going down, man. I can't see how they're letting them go this far.
I can't either.
Without putting some type of fight up.
Has anybody from other states have what's going on in your states? I mean, the big tech, they're censoring everybody that they're listening, and they're turning us in. They're going to come after you one by one. They're going to come after you. You're not going to know it when it's going to happen.
Since they call us with a nickname, supremacist, what is a lie, but...
Since we have no callers, people, I hate to do this, but I need a shower. And I need to eat.
Yeah, I can smell you all the way down here.
Starving.
Go ahead.
I can smell you all the way down here.
You probably can. Because I was in some nasty, nasty shit today.
Who was that Bobby call us?
Well, something got my eye. My attention here in Maryland, I read this. They want to install massive vaccination centers in different counties. But then they canceled because the centers, they're overwhelmed for too many people who want to get vaccinated.
Yeah, our governor is starting in on that a mask mandate again, too.
Yeah, this is getting... It's getting out of control with this mask stuff too. And it just cracks me up that people buy into this.
Yeah.
Yes. COVID, as we've always said, COVID is very real. Yes, it is. But if you take care of yourself, there's no reason for all this fear factor BS going on.
Well, the thing is, they're taking advantage of the ignorance and the fear in people, and it's working
exactly.
Well.
Exactly. Exactly. They've always said it from day one, you know. What's the easiest way to take down a country? Create fear.
Yeah. Yeah. People, they're losing their shit and they stop thinking. People just react.
But as I said, you know, as we've said about the COVID, like, again, I'll reiterate, you know, it's a very, very real virus. But
right.
With the CDC and Fauci and all those left wingers posing all this fear factor crap and messing with numbers when they're not giving out actual numbers, and yet people
right.
buy into it. Oh, I better get
yep.
the shot. A lot of us veterans have been to socialist countries and third world countries. Believe me, people, you don't want to be that country. And that's exactly what you voted in when you voted for the Democrats to take over. It's sad, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, can I chime in?
Sure.
So I had to mandatorily volunteer to go get the COVID shot this morning.
Right.
And, so whenever I went, it turned out there were probably, I stood in line for 3.5 hours and about 80 to 90% of the people there were genuinely scared of it.
So why
sure.
And the problem is they weren't scared of the shot. They were scared of COVID, which is, it was weird to me.
Oh. Yeah.
Ethan, this is Walter. I don't think he knows that you're stationed overseas and you're in the military. Walter, they're making him
yes.
get it because he's in the military.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that happened to me. I remember when I was a cadet, almost every month, 2 or 3 shots every Saturday before we go out of our houses. Were they injecting enough? Who knows? But I never get sick. Yeah, but that's just messed up. People get it.
It is. I mean, you know, it's like a lot of things. I don't believe a lot that I read, especially on social media, but it kind of comes into true, is that, you know, they say they can't come up with a cure for cancer. They can't come up with a cure for autism and all these other diseases out there. But yet, in less than 6 months, they came up with a vaccine that they're not even sure
yeah.
is going to actually work. And you mean to tell me that many sheep are going to line up for that thing? I'm sorry. I don't buy it.
Well, that's the level of stupidity in this country.
I think that's why they're trying to make it mandatory to get the vaccine, because they know most of the people don't want it.
Right.
Yeah. But it's just really, really sad. Like, people are just going to the gas chambers.
And right. And just like Lieutenant General Weathers was saying, you know, when is enough enough?
Yeah.
I mean, if everybody, if all those that, that don't want it and refuse to get it, how they're going to try to force you to get it is just what they said, what they came out and said, is, you know, you're not going to be able to have your money. You're not going to get paid. You're not going to be able to travel.
No, yeah. No job.
Right. So guess what?
Yeah.
If you know how to survive, you don't need them. That's my take on it. That's my own personal opinion. If you can live off the land and you could survive yourself, why rely on the government?
Right.
Because that's what they want. They want you so involved with, oh, I better do what the government says, or I can't get this, I can't get that. People, open your eyes. That's always been the government.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. We see that with the welfare. I saw that in Mexico. They destroy everything, all the economy, and then they just give them crumbs. And the people keep voting for them because they know they're going to get something when the election time.
Right.
And
right.
Rely on them.
But again, it falls back on their lies. That's their,
right,
their political gain of getting in the office, tell as many lies as you can, give them a little bit to feed them, and then when you get in the office, you forget about them.
Right. Yeah. It just works like that. And they squeeze the guys who work with taxes to keep feeding the machinery for welfare, to keep feeding the minions, to keep voting for them.
And sending all this money overseas when you're not even taking care of your own people.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Same thing with every time that we get into a war, we bomb them, level them like a parking lot, and then turn around and give them trillions of dollars to help them rebuild. I'm sorry, but that's casualties of war. You start
and also
the war,
bring refugees over on top of that.
Right, right. I heard that he was talking 11,000, allowing 11,000 in. And then they said, oh, no, wait a minute, no. He agreed on 9,000. How can you agree to let one in if they're not coming in the legal way?
Yeah. I mean, I went through the whole process, paying money for every application and all. I obeyed the law until I become citizen. And they're going to give him citizenship just like that.
Right. I've got a lot of close friends that escaped. You know, they came here legally. They escaped their country to get away from it.
Right.
And, you know, I don't have a problem helping people, but come on now. You can't just let them walk over the border.
They don't even know who they are.
Right. Especially murderers and rapists and everything that have criminal histories, or they belong to the MS-13 gang, or you got the Hondurans, and look what they just found amongst all them was 11 Iranians.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, in Arizona.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, it's crazy because there is a legal way to get in. And again, like I said, I don't fault nobody that wants to better their life. Just do it legally.
Right. Yeah, but this is a forced invasion. That's what they're doing.
It's exactly what it's coming down to.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
And, you know, and it's sad to say that we've got to put up with 4 years of this if they don't do something about it.
Yeah. It will last 4 years.
in 4 years. Yeah, a lot of stuff can happen.
Exactly. Look what's happened just in a few weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. I don't know. I pray to God every day. Very worried. More worried than the tumor I have.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it really gets you. And then you got people like Lorna out there. You know, she's kind of like, I don't want to, kind of like out on her own where she lives at.
Yeah.
Right, Lorna? And see,
yeah.
The yous are the ones that I worry about the most.
But the mentality around here is it's so laid back and relaxed that everybody don't think anything is going to happen.
Right. And again, that goes back to the lone wolf mentality.
What is that, please?
What's that, Walter?
Which that state?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Oh. Yeah, I have a friend in North Dakota. He's a patriot. He's not agree with what's going on, but he's very laid back. He's like, whatever. Everything will be cool. No,
right.
I guess it's a cold.
You know, I pray to God. I believe in God and everything. But some of the things that these people are posting on, you know, Facebook and social media, of leaving in God's hands. Well, guess what? In a sense, yeah, I agree with that statement. But in another sense, come, you better start opening your eyes because, you know,
yeah.
I believe God is mad. He's real mad at how they're running the country into the ground.
I'm very offended for all the stuff is happening. Yeah, I believe so. And something big is going to happen sooner or later because we offend them so much.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you got to add there, Ethan? You still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I got to turn off so the turtle tank's a little loud.
I'm just checking. Just making sure that we didn't lose you.
Oh no, I'm still here hanging out. So with this COVID stuff, pretty much now I can't even get on the base without their shipping proof, or it takes me 10 minutes to get through because then I gotta go over, get a temperature, and then take a mouth swab.
Huh.
Every day, no swab? They do that to me in the hospital. They test me for the COVID at the hospital without telling me anything. He's like, boom, all the way to my nose. It's like, crap.
Yeah, they shouldn't be doing it in your nose anymore. They could do it by your saliva.
Well, I was reading now in Spain, they're trying to do it in the butthole.
Oh, yeah.
Very humiliating. They're like, yeah. Spain is worse than us already. I was watching a video where, yeah. Go ahead.
So,
go ahead, you know. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Dang, it's just, so whenever I first got here on the island, it was you had to wait about 10 days in order to get your results back. But now whenever I come on the base, take a mouth swab, and you get your results in like 2 minutes. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, that's their rapid test, and I honestly think they don't know what they're really actually doing.
No, and the thing is like, so with my job, I pilots and stuff like every single day. I'm out there interacting with crews and all that other stuff, and they won't even get near you unless you have proof that you've at least gotten a shot or have tested positive or tested negative.
Right. But that, and that's what we've been saying too, though, is, you know, they really don't know the science of it. Because if they did, they'd know that. Stop forcing us to wear masks. Stop forcing a vaccine that you know is not going to work.
Well, and the thing is the vaccine that I got, the vaccine that they're giving us, isn't even the actual COVID. It's some flu that is resembles COVID, and it's I don't see how it's accurate. I'd rather you just give me COVID, since I haven't had it yet. I'd rather you just give me COVID, quarantine me for 2 weeks, and then that'd be that.
It's. Because to me, like I said, you know, maybe I'm wrong for saying it, but they're just acting like we're guinea pigs. And I'm sorry, but you know, my guinea pig days are over. They've been 30 years over. I'm not taking none of their vaccinations. I don't care what they try to impose on me.
Well, and the jacked up part, the really fucked up part, is the fact that, you know, me as a E3, I have no say in anything, but my master sergeant and my tech sergeants can just not get the vaccine. They can tell them just to fuck off, and they don't have to take it.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, because a couple of them said they'd go get it just because everyone else was getting it, so they figured they'd just get it with everyone else just so they weren't singling out individuals. But they walked in last night while I was standing there at work trying to check out tools to go out and start working on a jet, and they walked in, they go, anybody in here at E1 through an E4? And two of us raised our hands, and they go, well, you got a COVID shot in the morning, and walked out.
Huh. But see, again, I know what it's like being a subordinate, but if that's happened over there, that's got to be happening throughout the whole military. That, you know, oh well, anybody above E4 and above, oh, they don't have to worry about getting it if they don't want it. But let's subject our newer candidates that just get here. Let's subject them to it. That's rotten.
See, and it's just dumb because, you know, I've put a year and some change into this career field, and now that they're throwing out this vaccine, you know, it's like, hey, you know, thanks for whatever you've been doing, but we don't care about you. Go get the vaccine. If shit hits the fan, then oh well. And that's pretty much the mindset going right now across all branches, Navy, Marines, and everyone else.
Right.
See, and it's just... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't know how you can subjectify a vaccine to a certain group of individuals. You'd think you'd want it the entire branch-wide, not just certain ranks. You know what I mean? It doesn't make much sense to me personally.
Okay, and my opinion on that, again, my own opinion on that part of it, is telling me that they don't care about their lower ranks. Oh, let them be the guinea pigs. Let's see if they die from this shot. That's in my own opinion. That's the way I perceive it from what you just said. And that's not right. That's not taking care of our military.
No, I mean, and it's just, I don't, so they're trying to make the vaccine mandatory. And for me, with upcoming events, it's mandatory for the areas I'll be going into, which is why it was utterly mandatory, especially for me. Which I'm okay with if that's the
part. Sunday,
if that's
Saturday,
the thing I have
Sunday,
to do.
What? Saturday and Sunday.
But do
yeah.
What?
Go ahead, man.
Oh no, it's fine. But it's just I don't know how you can subjectify only a certain group, and it's not. I don't think they're doing it to kind of target the lower enlisted, but I do think that it's I just don't think you can justify making something mandatory for a certain individual group.
Right. But that goes back to what I just said, though. Me being on the outside, yeah, I'm former military. I know what the deal is with – you know, you have to get this because your Uncle Sam's property. But
yep.
For them to turn around and say, okay, anybody lower than E4, you're getting a shot, but E4 and above, you don't have to worry about it. You can refuse it. Yeah, you're right. That is picking certain groups. And that's not right.
No, if it's mandatory, it should be mandatory for all of them.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing is so I've been around COVID for the past, you know, year that it's been around for, and I have yet to get it. There is they've drawn blood for all of the antibodies, like to see if I've gotten any of the antibodies in me, showing that I've had it, any signs of it, yada yada yada, and I've come back completely negative. I've not had it. Now, wouldn't you think you'd want, like my master sergeant's in his late 40s. I've got one of the chief master sergeants. He's in his late 50s. Wouldn't you think that you would want the older age groupings to get it that are more susceptible to actually getting it? Since I've been around it, but I'm young enough that I can actually fight the virus if I do get it versus the older people that whenever they get it, you know, they're bedridden for 2 weeks, 3 weeks until it goes away. Wouldn't you think that you would want to make it a more of a priority for all of your higher ups that are going to be more important in decision-making ideas? Such as, you know, flight plans and setting up everything. And the pilots and everything else were mandatory first goes. They got it a couple months back. But wouldn't you think that you would want to target kind of the older age groups than the younger ones? You know what I mean?
Yes. That's exactly what I was trying to get at. And you're right.
Yeah.
Again, they're singling out, and it's sad to say that they're singling out all the lower ranking personnel, and that's not right. And like Lorna said, you know, it should be mandatory straight across the board, no questions asked. If they're that high up on wanting to get this vaccine out and get everybody shot up with it, that also raises a bunch of questions in my own mind of why they're picking and choosing
Well, it's mainly just to see if, so the one that they gave us supposedly, according to the CDC, which, you know, it's the CDC, like you were saying earlier, you know, it's approved by it, but I think they're waiting to see what kind of side effects. Not that they will be anything super drastic, considering it's such a low amount of the virus, but I think they're using us that can actually maybe fight it a little bit better to before they give it to the, you know, all the higher-ups and all the other stuff to make sure that it's actually going to be, you know, sound safe in order to do it, which, you know, there was a chief petty officer, I think that's what he was, in the Navy, in front of me. And then there was a general in there getting his shot when I was in there as well. So it's kind of one of those things that's, you know, it's open to the higher-ups. They have a priority if they want it, but there were more lower enlisted than higher enlisted. So it just kind of comes down to, you know, they're just trying to push it and see what it does to certain age groups, I guess.
True. But again, so, you know, a lot of the information I've been reading up on about each one of these vaccines, you know, what's it going to do to a young kid such as yourself? You get yep. You spend 20 years in the military, and hopefully it doesn't happen, but with what I read in the pamphlets, I mean, come on. They don't know if it's going to make you sterile. If you want kids, oh, you might as well chalk it up. Oh, I did something stupid. I joined the military.
Well, here's a good example of medicines from when you take it to in the future. I was told to give my son Belladonna before he was a year old, and he ended up ODing on it. And they told me to hold on to the medicine until he was 18. And he wasn't even a year old when this happened. They said he could have problems with his kidneys, he could have problems with his lungs, his liver, whatever, any kind of problem. It could have been related to this Belladonna.
And see, these are supposed to be professionals.
Exactly.
Scientific, and passed all these classes of knowing what not to do and what, you know, and to question everything, but yet going to be so openly minded and directed because of their, you know, the money they get off of this shit. And that old saying, you know, the money is the root of all evil, it's coming true.
I don't know. I don't think a vaccine, which granted in the long term it may be successful, but there's no really good proof on it yet that shows that it's actually going to do anything. And I don't think pushing it as a mandatory for something that's not been tested, which granted they've done it in the past, but you know, you'd think that you wouldn't necessarily push something without fully knowing what it would do.
Right. That's just it. You know, they say even the researchers say it takes them 5 years of studies and 5 years of getting together with other scientists before they even bring it up. And you're just going to toss this out here in 6 months and say, okay, well, it's mandatory, everybody get it done. Yeah, go ahead. Go figure that one. Like I said, I stopped taking orders 30 years ago.
And
the weird thing is any of the pharmaceuticals take responsibility for side effects. They already have a protection with the law.
Right. But again, so, okay, I was told I'd never walk again. Now, I was also told that I had to sign a waiver because they wanted to cut on my back. And when I read the fine print of saying that they wouldn't be held accountable if they slipped with the scalpel, I said, hell no. You are not operating on my back. I'll stay in a wheelchair. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Yeah.
All the drugs they pumped into me to supposedly help my pain and everything, the only thing that got me up and moving about was acupuncture.
Mm. Yeah, happens.
But that's just what I'm saying. You know, these doctors and pharmacists and all these bigwigs take that oath. Well, they don't stand by that oath.
Oh, no. Money is more important.
Right. And the more people they get to vaccinate, that's the more money that doctor makes and the pharma company makes.
Right. I've been talking with my parents and my brother in a little town where they live in, like 5,000 people. A lot of people are dying. One of my best friends, dad, he just died three days ago. He was fine at his house, okay? But he started feeling like with the flu. They took him to the hospital. 2 days later, dead. COVID.
Right.
I was like, I can't believe it. And people like that, it just as soon as they get in the hospital, they don't walk away alive.
No.
Well, here's another one that I just remembered. This one girl at work, she's got a severely bad sinus infection, and they won't let her come into the doctor to have herself looked at because it's cold-like symptoms, so she's not allowed to go to the doctor.
Yeah, the whole thing is stupid. Another of my friends, her son, started having a heart attack. They took him to 3 or 4 different hospitals. Nobody admitted. And to finally, some private doctor saved him. But ridiculous.
Right. And again, you know, it's sad because you got other doctors that are coming out. And when they do, what happens to them? They lose their medical license. Or, worst case scenario, they get Clinton's side.
Yeah. They just block him, disappear him. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's, you know, it's just not right. I mean, and doctors that sit there and say that they don't make no money off of pharma companies are full of shit.
Yeah.
Because the more that they push the drug that just comes out, the more money they make.
Exactly.
And the same thing with this COVID. Same thing with COVID. The more that the hospitals and your ERs and your clinics, the more that they report cases, the more money they make.
Yeah, that's why they don't care.
No. And, you know, that's why I can't see how many Americans, how many people in America, I'm not just going to say Americans, how many people in America are actually lining up for these shots?
Yeah, because the propaganda is working. They're all afraid and paranoid.
Exactly. And again, you want to take a country down from the inside? Keep pushing.
Yeah.
Stuff like the COVID.
Yeah, well, that's what they try to do all over the world because they're in a hurry to finish this by 2030.
Right.
That's why they shut everything down.
And you know, you got Fauci and you got Gates that are making the most money off of it, because they were the ones over in Wuhan, China, years ago, coming up with this crap.
Right.
And several times, several different countries have said Gates's main objective is population control.
Yeah, that's what it is. We can argue all night about the function or the solution or the whatever the vaccine is, but the final bottom line is that the population.
Right.
It is. Yeah.
And again, you know, and that goes right back to this new administration of, okay, you're not taking care of your people the way that you rose your right hand and swore that you would, but yet you're going to allow refugees to come in?
Well, what they're doing in Spain and the Canary Islands, they're putting all the Spaniards back in quarantine. Nobody's allowed to be on the street, but all the Africans jumping from there, they're using the pools and the hotels on the beach and all that, and the Spaniards in quarantine.
Right. And you see, you know, you see, I read a lot of the reports of many doctors and researchers saying, you know, if you get taken to the ER for COVID, and they mention anything about a venting you, putting you on a ventilator, no, don't do it.
Oh, no. Or getting intubated, no. Yep. Big no. But the thing is, they don't even ask you. As soon as you get in the hospital, like what happened with me, next thing I know, boom, COVID test, blah, 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 CAT scan, emergency room, then in my room, then surgery 2 days later. And I believe they intubated me because it was a brain surgery. But nothing I can do.
Well, that's an emergency situation. That has nothing to do with COVID.
No, but I'm saying, if it's COVID, the same thing. They, like 20 people working on you, look, you can even move. Nurses, doctors, you don't drive. Yeah, crazy.
So Japan, specifically the island I'm on, they did a thing where they had like 120 like 1,000 cases shooting a month because they opened everything back up. So they closed everything back down, and all of the businesses and stuff got a compensation of like $80,000 if they closed at 8 p.m. and they opened back up at 9 a.m. And then if they complied with it, they got the compensation for it, and they went ahead and already sent out all the compensations for them. And then all of your, like, Walmart sort of things, they come out to your car, you tell them what you want, and then they go inside, get it, bring it out to you, and you pay for it there. And they've dropped, like, I think 60,000 cases within, like, a few days. Like, they've had, like, a decrease in, like, 60,000 cases in a week.
Right, and that's happening everywhere, though, where the hospitals are getting paid that extra money. And my dad passed away January 4th, and the first thing that my sister and I said on the way out that hospital was, you better not put down on my dad's death certificate COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went against his wishes. He had a DNR, and apparently overnight his heart stopped, and they used rescuing measures to bring him back to life, and they vented him. When I got there at 5 o'clock in the morning, there was no brain activity on the monitors. So how long was my dad laying there dead? And then they look at me and my sister like we got three heads when we said, get the shit off of them. You people are in a lot of trouble. But, again, they made sure they didn't put COVID-19 down on that.
What is what happened with a friend of mine? He's from West Virginia, and he told me his mother died this Saturday. They took him to the hospital. I don't know who. He doesn't know. They gave him the vaccine. Dead.
Oh.
And she was fine.
It's just really sad that this is going to go on as long as it's gone on for.
Yep.
And I can't believe out of everybody in the United States that there's that many that won't stand up and say, no, man, this is wrong. All the way around wrong.
Well, because they're scared.
They're scared, yeah. And dumb.
They don't. They're scared to rely on, you know, some of them, not all of them, but a majority of civilians are scared to rely on their neighbor, not due to not trusting them or anything. It's just because I think they just genuinely don't think they could have their neighbor actually defend themselves.
That's a good possibility. I mean, there's a lot of factors, but again, that falls back underneath what I said earlier about the government wanting full control over all the citizens.
Yep.
And what's the best way to do it? The longer you keep this up, and the more BS that you keep pumping out there that you got to do this, you got to do that. Now they're making you rely on the government.
Right.
Yep.
Seems like my concern, if they make it mandatory and my job, I will be in big trouble. If I refuse, if they fire me, I'll be in trouble, especially with the illness I have now. With the treatment,
right.
I will lose everything. My insurance, everything.
Sure.
That's my only concern.
Yeah, but think of it this way, too. They can't fire you because look at what you just went through. That falls underneath.
Yeah, but
the
problem is
the Safety Act. Because the simple fact is that you have a serious condition, and them putting something foreign in your body or forcing you to, you could sue them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But my only concern is because we're contractors for the federal government. What if the federal government want everybody vaccinated in the building where I work? And make it mandatory?
Right, but again, that would be the government going back on the word because they said those that have certain conditions shouldn't get the vaccine. So, see, that's
right.
What I'm saying. There's too much contradiction throughout all
of
this.
Just can, like you say, you sue them and you report me, something happened to me, take my disability and whatever, what am I going
to
do?
Right, right. But
I don't want to do that.
It's sad that we have to live like that.
Right.
It's sad that anybody's got to live in fear of losing their job just because they don't want to put something in them that the government wants you to do.
Right. Then you won't be able to have a driver's license. You can travel, buy a ticket, or anything. It's going to be a pain in the butt. Your money won't exist. They want to make everything digital. Your Mickey Mouse card.
Again, that's to force you into their control.
Yeah.
I mean, we said that way before they started coming out with the vaccines and everything, of the way that we felt the government was going with it anyway.
Yeah.
And again, sad, but it's becoming truth.
Yeah, but I was reading today another article where now even the millennials who vote for him, now they're not happy with them. So something is boiling because the left too is not happy too. Not all of them, but some of them start getting like not happy.
Right. Right. And that, you know, it's just proven that they're not just pissing off conservatives. They're pissing everybody off.
Right. And then they're going to start waking more people up. And sooner or later, something's going to happen. We'll see. Next year. Or part of this one. Who knows what the future brings.
You got anything to add there, Duana?
No.
You're falling asleep on us.
Oh,
maybe.
Oh, she's thinking about Cassandra and her little video.
That's your girl.
Oh, I apologize. Now, if I took the microphone tonight.
What?
I apologize if I take the microphone for myself a lot tonight, but I have to be awake and I need to keep you alert too, because I need to take a medicine in half an hour.
Oh, that's fine, Walt. That's what the show is all about. It keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many?
Get everybody.
How many people
get
got
everybody
connected?
Then
we're
gonna throw
right
the
now,
comedy hour at Lorna.
They got a what?
Throw the comedy hour in with Lorna.
Oh yeah, we got to. Lorna would be upset if we didn't pick on her.
Oh, absolutely.
How many people are is connected now tonight?
There's right now there's only four of us on here, but we do have listeners. We've got listeners from all around the world.
Oh, that's good.
I also got a check. We got a chat room in here too that I've been monitoring. So it's quite a few people that listen.
Oh, that's good. I forgot to say something. If you guys want to know, be aware of what's going on the border with Mexico, is this guy on YouTube. His name is Oscar El Blue. He lives in Mexico, in Tijuana, and he's monitoring the border. And he travels down to the border in Guatemala too, so he knows what's going on. I've been watching him for 3 years ago since all this stuff started. He's good.
Yeah, I was watching that just before we started the show when you forwarded it to me.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm going to try to forward much information I can. It's a lot of good one, but it's in Spanish. I don't know if some of you guys can translate. There's a lot of good stuff from Europe, especially from Spain.
Right. Yeah, Chile. I get all kinds of stuff from all over, and I have a translator, so
okay.
It's not too bad.
I'll try to send
to
you
it.
One of those. I'll try to send you one. They're sending from Mexico, from Chile, from Spain. I mean, all over the place.
Right.
I hope I don't get annoying too much. Since I don't have anything to do, that's all I do. Keep
reading. No, not at all. The more information that's put out, the better off it is.
Okay, well, I will do it. Yeah, thank you. I just want to help. People spread the word. What's going on?
Yeah.
And then I watched another video with Putin talking on the boss convention. And the translator was so, I think they did it on purpose because they were putting words in Portuguese. Like that.
Right.
Terrible, terrible. Yeah. Well, I'll try to do my best. I will keep going.
And see, I just saw something. Coronavirus deaths in the United States have surpassed 450,000. Give me a break.
Well, there's a lot of people around here that won't even get the test.
405,000. Yeah.
Yeah, 450,000. I don't. There's no way.
No. Somebody
but
told
then again,
me,
how many people are getting retested and retested and retested and counted as?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. It's again, they just pump the numbers out there just to keep you. Oh gosh, this virus ain't getting any better. Of course it's not because you're listening to the freaking fake news.
Well, look at that guy that my brother helped on in Tennessee. He got tested 5-6 times and within 2 days, and half of them were positive, half of them were negative. So there's 3 for positive, 2 for negative, or whatever it was. You know, that's 5 tests for one person.
Right.
Or 6 tests, however many it was. It was 5 or 6.
But that's what I'm saying. If they would stop lying to the public, and really put out the actual numbers, it wouldn't be as bad as you think it is.
Or people like that guy in Florida that committed suicide, but he turned it into COVID. He died of COVID.
Well, I personally know 2 people that have lawsuits because one definitely died from a heart attack, and one died from cancer.
They put a COVID on their death certificate.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear about 2 cases in Mexico. They were trying to do that. One kid, a young man, he died of cirrhosis, hepatitis. They were trying to put COVID in the hospital, on the death certificate of the family. They fought him back and it didn't happen. Another woman died from leukemia, same thing, but the family fought and it didn't happen. See, like in Mexico, nobody talk about more shootings or execution, like before, there were like over 100,000 people in 1 year.
Right.
Now nobody talk about that. Everything is COVID.
Yep. That's all it is. It's all about the COVID and about, the stolen election. That's all it's all about.
Yep. Yeah, that was the plan. How many people don't see
say
it?
My name.
No way.
You say
did
something,
somebody
Marna?
Say my name? What?
Oh, no, no. No, we were talking about the what the heck were we talking about?
I had to let Ross go in.
Yeah.
Don't touch them.
No, just direct from the cup.
But yeah, it's again, it's just crazy. We were talking about the numbers, how being pumped up. It's again, it goes back to being a fear factor. It's the only way I can explain it.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got 18 minutes left, but I think we did a good job tonight. I think I'm going to cut it short. I appreciate you guys calling in. Y'all have a good night. God bless America. God bless
and thanks for everybody.
Our first responders, our children, and God bless the Defender 7.
And chocolate chips.
Good night, everybody. And chocolate chips.
Everybody, good night. Have a good night. I really enjoyed the show. It's getting better and better.
Thank you. Thank you, Walter.
Mm-hmm.
And that completes the show for tonight.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Good night.